Oh, Netflix. Well, hello there, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Back Row Seating Podcast. The Back Row. I don't know why I said that last time when I was watching The Prince of Egypt at the very end. I was like, thank you for watching Back Row Seating Podcast. That's not how English works. Although we are about to get a huge reminder of what actual English is, because we are watching Roald Dahl's Matilda the Musical 2022. Which I believe, from the little scanning I did, I think it's all British English. So we're about to get reminded what our forefathers, if you will, before the days of Jefferson, Washington, all of those people. Is that a Wonka bar? Oh. I was like, what studio is this? Is that just because it's Roald Dahl, or is the studio just Roald Dahl? To change the world, it takes a little genius. Was he being clever when he said that, or are people wildly taking that out of context? When I say he, they didn't give an attribution to that, so I don't know who that was. Once again, we're doing a musical. I could talk over Moulin Rouge because I've already seen that like 85 times. I've never seen this before, so I don't know when I can talk. I guess I'm going to listen to the music when I want to, when I'll talk. Maybe? Punched him. He punched both of them. Oh, look at that 80s hair. Is this set in the 80s? I know the original film was. Well, it was filmed in the 80s. This is kind of interesting, because the first film, we've already watched it on here. Let's see, the original film was in the 90s, 96. So they're rolling back the clock. No. It was set in 96, and she was already like 7, 8 years old. So this would be about the 80s, yes. Excuse me. I'm also very dangerously treading water because I don't have anything to drink with me. And we're in for a 2-hour ride. Normally I have like a coffee or something, but it's like 4 p.m. And I have to go to bed tonight, so I'm not drinking coffee. A baby! Bye-bye. Quackery. Oh, British people, I love you. Actions. See, I told I'm faster than the doctor. Okay, I want to make a prediction. The Wormwood family, if they're not as evil as they were in the original film, I'm assuming if that's not the case, they're going to get a redemption at the end of the film. Just watch. They're going to make it seem like, oh, well, they didn't know any better. They're just misunderstood parents because their parents... It's another cycle of... Oh. I don't think they're all sterile. I don't think all those singers are sterile. I'm already enjoying this. What did you think I was going to say? I did like a double talk. I was like, I'm going to... You all thought I was going to say I hated it. No, I love this. He wants a boy. Hey, it's your fault. That's kind of the sperm's job, is to pick the gender assigned at birth. Or the sex, I guess, would be the proper term. Well, they're certainly making it sound like they themselves are good people. I would like to know how this was filmed. Was it just a room that was nothing but green screen? Tim Minchin. Have I heard that name before? I've got Wikipedia open. Oh, that guy! He's on that YouTube video, isn't he? Famous YouTube video of him on stage doing like a piano thing. You read the whole thing? Roald Dahl's Matilda the Musical. Okay, well, Roald Dahl wrote the book. This isn't Roald Dahl's musical, because Roald Dahl is kind of rolling dead in his grave right now. To put it... I didn't want to say kindly, but there's that other... You know what? We're just going to stop. Yeah, Roald Dahl is definitely dead. Died in 1990. Okay, you know what? From what I know about Tim Minchin and his writing, I can tell that this is his sort of jam. I can't hear my chair squeaking. Oh, look! Oh! Okay, is that a thing because they didn't want to tell children these days not to walk across town to the library, so they just brought the library to Matilda? Is that a 2020 thing versus a 1986 thing? 96 thing? I'm curious. This reminds me of that one televangelist show movie. I wish I had an actual name to give you. Who was it? It was the guy he did the children's show. It was a televangelist. His wife left him because she supported gay rights and he was like not okay with that. I can't remember. This is giving me Les Miserables vibes. This is like the Thénardiers. Oh, she was in Captain Marvel. Wildly different adaptation than the movie already. If you can call it that. Why is she putting this out there knowing what kind of school she works at? Is Miss Honey an antagonist in this movie? You want to come to my magical school? Because in the first movie, they were trying to, Trunchbull finagled her to get there to, like, get money from them. But Miss Honey is, like, genuinely like, oh, come to school, you'll have a magical time getting abused. Her eyes, she's like, what? That's a magical place. I'd better go. He lived in a shoe. Oh, never mind. Crunch them all. Wait, so it was just complete serendipity that Miss Honey just happened to work, be employed at the same school? Maybe she's not a teacher there. Maybe she's like a social worker. I don't know. This is vastly different from the film I'm familiar with. Which isn't really saying much because I've only seen the film like 3 times because, again, it kind of traumatized me as a child. I was terrified by it, but at the same time, I was like weirdly interested in it. Not have a brother? I don't think that was her. Anytime something like that happens and you can't see the actor's face, it's usually not them. I like how they just let the actor do whatever. Like, she's having, you can tell she's having fun acting and doing this. Oh, blush. He just happens to be in there, so he just puts his hair tonic in. Oh, I probably shouldn't have gone back to the Matilda the Musical film because I'm already getting spoilers. Oh, wait, no. It said Matilda Wormwood Weir, and I was like, oh my god, they adopted her, and that's why they explained her having magical powers when they don't. But no, Weir is the actor's name. Okay, never mind. I was like, oh, we're getting spoilers already. Yeah, that is so not her. That right there is not her. Naughty! That takes me back to my Fable days. The video game. Alicia Weir doesn't even have a Wikipedia page. Does she even exist? I did find a People article all about Alicia Weir. One of the things, she's a talented singer. Well, no shit. That's kind of a prerequisite to be the leading role in a musical movie. Oh my god, she's gonna be in a movie with Jesse Buckley and Olivia Colman. I'm actually legitimately interested now. I love both of those actresses. Okay, back to the movie. No smiling or shiveling? What did that say? Okay, so Miss Honey does work there. So Miss Honey wanted to recruit her, knowing full well the abuse she was going to be put under at the school. Unless it's not abuse anymore, because it is 2022. They would have a very hard time putting people in the whatever the Iron Maiden thing was. Adam. and infertility treatments, right? I'm gonna say that looks kind of like The Prestige. I still haven't watched The Prestige on here. Pixar didn't happen. Are you lost? You realize you have each other, right? It's a story. And a story? I'd better go. Oh, you have no idea. What? I'm not a child anymore, so I don't understand child logic. No sniveling. I thought it wasn't no smiling. So she just has a pet newt instead of finding a newt? Does that make more sense? Makes more sense than a kid sneaking their newt into school every day. She turned me into a newt. I got better. Oi! Oh my, I love the Britishness in this. Yeah, Miss Honey is kind of not good in this movie. Come to school, you'll love it here. I like the choreography. That's a big like. I'm not a dancer. I don't pay attention to choreography ever. But I like what I'm seeing. I can't divulge any like critique beyond that. Like if I compliment someone's film cinematography, I can tell you why I think that. Here, I just like the choreography. It's entertaining and fun looking. Oh, it's Percy. Where's the sorting hat? What? Which one's H is Hufflepuff, G is Gryffindor? The girl in the window. She's like, don't even. Okay, I liked how the lyrics are like in time with the letters they're seeing. Magnolia. I had to find the name of the movie. It reminds me of Magnolia at the beginning. Every scene they put their numbers that count down or count up. It's a good thing they didn't get to Z, because I don't know what you would put as a lyric for that. Biz Zed. Oh, I'm not British, so I didn't catch that. Ah! Or Canadian. I'm a silly American English speaker. I feel you. What? It's like he's trying to absorb it into his brain. Just stop, kid. Calm down. There you go. I like how he nods. He's like, okay, that's it. That does it. Give it to Nigel. He'll be more than happy to get rid of all that stuff that just assaulted his brain. He'll be like, get away, demon spawn! Is it the Outsiders? Okay, well, what's a paragraph then? That's also a chunk of a story. These kids would never make it in my class. Oh, I thought she was just showing off and being very braggadocious. She just misunderstood what she was asking. That actually makes sense because she's never been in school. She doesn't understand how it works. Oh, maybe I should leave the rest for the other students. Nope, didn't even cross her mind. Oh, it's not okay. Math is gross. In here. There you go. That's the impressive one. She should have let off with Crime and Punishment. A, B, C, Dostoevsky, C, D, E. Maggots must not enter. Oh, the chokey, that's what it's called. Okay, I'm assuming Trunchbull is going to be very different from the original film. Maggots. Sorry, Dame Emma Thompson. own. What are these rules? Is she going to explain them in song? It's like I wrote this. Oh, I didn't, but... That looks nothing at all like Emma Thompson. If you didn't know Emma Thompson was in this, you would have no clue. She's not as greasy as the original Trench Bowl. Sounds so much like a Les Miserables song. What is up with this film? Sounds like she was singing One Day More a little bit there. Is that trophy coming home too, England? So she's not physically abusive. She's like psychologically. She's not even really abusive in this movie, is she? She's like. She's authoritarian, but like not abusive. So I guess that placates Miss Honey from trying to get Matilda into the school in the first place. Estimagitum. I'm assuming that means maggot. What is the school motto, Miss Honey? Babinatum est magitum. That's a Facebook video. I can't play it. Okay, so none of these people are nearly as horrible as they were in the original film. Okay, I was right. Children are maggots. Babinatum est magitum. And then Deus Gloria is glory to God. I guess that means glory to God that children are maggots. There's also a photo of Trunchbull from the actual stage production of Matilda the Musical. She looks like she's having an absolute ball jumping through the air. Get it? Shot put? Having a ball? Her parents are more goobers in this film. They're not, like, evil. I wish we could go back to villains being villains. I mean, we do have that. Every episode of Back Row Seating, I always talk about Wolfwalkers with like some ideal reverence. That had a guy who was literally shooting at wolves. So, I mean, there are still films out there that are making villains villainous or antagonists villainous. It's not bad that there are antagonists who are misunderstood rather than villainous. That's not bad in and of itself. But when it comes to certain media, like, and Matilda, they needed to be villainous because that was the whole point of Matilda's life being miserable and ultimately finding her redemption, having something to fight against and fighting her redemption with Miss Honey and having a place to call her own. Like, her home life is nowhere near as... Like, I don't even know if she's justified in doing this. The only bad thing that her parents are doing is bad-mouthing books. You know what I mean? Like, her home life's not even that terrible. So if they make her parents less evil, the bad things that Matilda does seems a lot less justified. And she seems not like a warrior for justice, but like, isn't that what Link is in Wind Waker? With that girl picking the lock? I'm a warrior of justice. Telekinipsis. You get it? We've already seen it, and we know that she has powers. Get it? They're setting it up. Do you get it? I guess it is better that they are setting it up at all, because in the original movie, it comes out of freaking nowhere. You get halfway through the movie, and all of a sudden, she has telekinesis. So I guess it's a prison. So I guess it is better that they're introducing the idea of telekinesis early on. Is that the pigtail girl who's going to get shot putted through her pigtails? Show, don't tell. They did that in the first movie. I thought it was the Chokey. It's just Chokey. Oh, it's like out in the wilderness now. I mean, I guess you can't have it in the school. They seem to be a lot more government sanctioned, the school, in this film. How long has Matilda been at the school? Get it? It's a fart joke. Oh my god, this is like Moulin Rouge. Safety from what? He's gonna suffocate. I guess the implication is that Trenchbull knows nothing about her students, not even the ones that have narcolepsy. Allegedly. Here we go! Oh wow, they kept this scene. Wow, I wasn't expecting that. Wow, that guy could not wait to chat over there. Are they friends? See, in this version, Matilda is a troublemaker. In the first film, she wasn't. She was just getting revenge and justice. Whoa, here we go. They're living the story. There's Bridgerton woman. Look, telekinesis. That's a nice carrier. Escapologist. Gasp. Pregnant. Why? They already bought tickets. They'd be upset. They'd be like, "What? I paid money for this." around, Matilda. You got a lot of work to do. That's what Alex Rodriguez said to the Texas Rangers. A contract is a contract is a contract. You gotta pay me for like 20 years. I'm sure there's some clause in the contract for unforeseen circumstances. Well, maybe not. She's an evil stepsister. No. She's not even really hiding abuse, is she? World's greatest acrobat. See, her parents are more buffoons. They're not evil. No, I don't deserve to be in a family. Even though, honestly, by all intents and purposes, her family's not as bad as a lot of other families. So, I mean... And the original Matilda, they were evil. Like Oliver Twist. It's a hard knock life for us. Before I put this on to watch it for this, I was like, oh yeah, let's watch Matilda. It's a hard knock life. And it took me all of like 2 seconds to realize, oh wait, that's Annie. Move. God, is Matilda going to end up eating the chocolate cake? Oh my god! I swear I haven't seen this before. I think it was the kid who was just licking his lips. The kid has no emotion on his eyes. I mean, now he does. That was the most expressionless burp I've ever seen. That's gross. Matilda's parents are buffoons. Trunchbull is gross. But that doesn't make any of them evil. No witnesses! So her only crime is throwing a girl over the fence, apparently knowing that she wasn't going to die and that she was in no danger. She's kind of an authoritarian, and she gives a kid some cake. Well, that's pretty much the same actor from the original movie. COVID. Gonna have big butts if he does this. Damn. They add songs to like the strangest parts of the movie. They're like doing the wave, but choreography wise. Oh, Doctor Who. Okay, here we go. I like this stuff. I like when we go into, like, dance numbers. Tumbly tum. Be our hero. Eat to excess, Bruce. Come on, you got it, buddy! I was going to say one more bite, but it became massive. But it was still one more bite. Trunchbull is like utterly horrified by the prospect of forgiving somebody, much less a child. Yeah, Miss Honey. interesting. Itchy. Is Brucey still in Chokey? We don't even know this character and she gets a musical number? Oh, it's like an ensemble. They're all miserable. Why are none of them apparently telling their parents about the school? Why is she not telling her parents about this? His parents seem like they care about him. Not him. He grew like 2 feet. It's like Top Gun Maverick. Time to go fight the nameless Russian bad guys. Yeah, seashell time. Time to spend another day not bringing this up at all at the dinner table, apparently. Miss Honey is just as complicit in this film as she was in the first film. I don't see her going to the authorities, being like, yo, our teacher just threw a girl by her pigtails like 85 feet. Well, look, we've got cameras all over the place. Go check them. Obviously, Trunchbull, I'm sure, is deleting all of the footage that she doesn't want anybody to see, but, like, that's a major oversight on her part. Oh, look, they're in the Netherlands. Okay, that's the first, like, absolutely hilarious line of the movie. Where's the revenge section? I don't think that'll work. Okay, I'm just gonna say right here and now, this whole part, this whole sub-story thing, I'm not all that into. It's all kind of, like, filler. circus. Or fall to death with the shiny objects. Or sharp objects. This is like Squid Game. When they were going through the glass panels. Oh, interesting. Well, don't stop! No! Oh my god, imagine throwing it into the crowd. No. Eh! That would have been incredibly difficult if you had broken every bone in your body, would it not? I would fear greatly to Google that. Because the NSA agent at Google would be like, what is this dude doing? Can you give birth with every bone in your body broken? I mean, I guess at the least you could do like a C-section, perhaps. But screw it. VPN on? But she's not evil, is she? I know she's talking about her own. I guess I thought it was her mother, but I guess it's her aunt who's raising her. They're not really that evil, are they? They tore up a book of hers. And yes, they have questionable morals as far as it goes towards like getting money and scheming people out of their money, but like. Yeah, I'm not saying anything about the ability to give birth with no bones in your body. Oh, look, they're playing that game, the money game. I guess that's a reference. Hey, this is a reference to the first movie. Cheetah! I hate books. All they've done, I mean, this isn't cool. But like the worst things they've done have been assaulting books. Although it is good that finally there's some like physical violence going on at home. How is she bullying? Her aunt, I don't think, has done anything. Okay, if her aunt comes down here and murders him, or Trunchbull, I'll be so happy. This might be the part that she's making up. And I guess her biological dad never came back? Daddy? Daddy? Here comes Trunchbull. Gonna murder him. What? What? Oh, see. Yeah, just in case you didn't catch it the first time here, they're going to ADR it again into the movie. Just in case you forgot in the last, 40 minutes. Telekinipsis. I hate when films do that. Curly whirly. Girl, not talk. Oh, that's why she had no inside of her blazer. The word of the day, kids, is no. They reminded us about the newt, so I guess we're gonna have the newt scene here. Why is she even here? I think I had the same question in the first movie. If she hates children, why is she even here? I don't know if the money's worth it to make yourself miserable, although I guess she does enjoy punishing children. See, this is a lot of Les Mis in this movie. What gives? Phys Ed, out in the rain. Oh, okay, yeah, this movie's starting to... this movie's starting to become exhausting. I had to take a break and, like, stretch out in my chair. Oh boy. We're, like, just over halfway over, too. Or is she taking them to the Chokey? I'm sorry, to Chokey? How are they following her over a log? She's in a vehicle. Oh, they'd never seen that before. Oh! Okay, finally we're getting to the good stuff. I find it very hard to believe that Mitch Trunchbull is that athletic. it's like Dolly Parton in a music video. When the film gets ultra surreal, I think that's the best parts so far. Is that 1,000 or just the first inning? This song probably hit the top of the charts in North Korea, China, and Russia. They probably just cut the film to a close right here. Okay, movie over. Good job, guys. Well, then why aren't you telling anybody else? I mean, she's not entirely wrong. She's letting this happen to the children. Wow, Lavender really doesn't care about her newt. She put it in harm's way. Ears snap into place. Light! Tornado. I just got vertigo there for a second watching that. Like, oh wow, what would it feel like to like fall out of that thing? By stretch mold, not like grabbing her. Did she decide not to grab her just because she was having this musical number that was in non-diegetic space? Hit her! Use your telekinesis and hurt her. Didn't even practice in this movie. In the previous film, didn't she sit at home and like practice her telekinesis? Brucey, he's like, what the hell? Yeah, Lavender, you might not want that newt back. Honey, are you still not going to tell the authorities about this place? Like that kid who was trying to absorb all that math at once. The Doctor Strange. We gotta go to Miss Honey's house now. Is he lifting drinks? This is a Roald Dahl film. Whew, still got about 40 minutes. Oh my god. Here, I'm going to peruse the Wikipedia page for a bit. Mara Wilson. Maybe if they made it into a movie, I could have a cameo, but that's for them to decide. Oh, that was like 2016. Backstory. It's a very anti-aunt and uncle movie. Apparently, Ralph Fiennes was cast as Mitch Trunchbull, reportedly, because the role conventionally has been portrayed on stage by male actors. That would have been interesting. And that would have been a lot more interesting because we just watched The Prince of Egypt, which also has Ralph Fiennes in it. I'm telling you, everything I watch is connected. Apparently, this is really big in England. A sing-along edition of the film will be released across UK cinemas for a limited time, starting on New Year's Day 2023. So apparently the Brits love it. I'm finding it's becoming a chore to watch. It's dragging. I like that cute little fireplace. Can Lashana Lynch actually sing? Or is this auto-tuned? Again, whenever I don't ever hear an actor sing anywhere else, I usually just assume if they're not known for their singing. Unless it was, what was I watching? There was someone it was one of those Lifetime Christmas movies. The lead actress could not, her voice was very flat and they didn't bother to fix it in post. She was singing like Silent Night, I think. Oh, so Matilda was like telekinetically seeing her story? They didn't feel the need to explain that. They just showed it and assumed that the audience would understand, which we did. It didn't have to have a voiceover. Oh my god, look, she telekinetically knew her story. Fill the room, Matilda. She was having a moment. Good god. Miss Trunchbull. No! I didn't see that coming. Uh-oh, it's the chokey. This film has a really bad habit of not portraying evilness. Like, we've never seen the Chokey in action. So, like, when Matilda does what she just did, like, we don't care, really. Because it's the Chokey to us as an audience, it's nothing to be scared of. Because all we see is a freaking tiny cabin in the woods. If earlier in the film we had actually seen, like, the horror a kid goes through being inside of that thing, we would be like, oh yeah, she overcame the antagonistic Chokey. But all she did was go and, like, she destroyed just a random cabin in the woods. Phew! It took so long for us to see Miss Trunchbull actually doing something evil. Her parents, I mean, all they've done is, like, there was that one shot of her dad, like, throwing her to the ground. Like, if they want Matilda to come across as, like, gone to book fair. You are the book fair. If they want Matilda to come across as, like, a rebellion of a passionate fighter of justice, you know, I would think you would think that, like, they would go out of their way to, like, make all of these things seem, like, super evil, right? So that when Matilda overcomes them, we can be like, oh, wow, she's so heroic. Well, at least she's having fun. What? Oh my god, is this a torture room? Bone. I mean, that pretty much gave away who destroyed it. She just pulled a freaking empire from Star Wars. You destroyed the Chokey? Well, here's the new Chokey. GGOTS. Oh. I was gonna say maggots. I guess we going to Chokey. I'm Spartacus! No, but she could put you in all at once, or all at one at a time. Okay, you couldn't get adults to do this without a meeting first. How do they expect children to just play along? Come on, Brucey! Oh my god! Oh my god, this is like the Rise of Skywalker. You destroy one Death Star, so we'll make 20 billion of them. This is just like Star Wars. Oh my god! Okay, this movie is winning me back. Okay, this is incredible. That was a pretty baller move by Miss Trunchbull. Agatha. Agnes was a member of the Dream Police? That was one heck of a cheap trick. Put Miss Trunchbull in the Chokey. I don't want to say this suffers from it, but I can't think of a better word. This really does suffer from 2020's, okay, the previous adaptation of this was way too boring for major audiences. We've gotta tighten this up and make it more amazing and exciting. Because in the original film, all it was the chalkboard thing, really. I think it's been a while, but like they have to make it like so epic because kids, all the audiences, they're not going to pay attention if it's not amazingly epic at the end. Even though I nearly didn't make it to the end. Damn, Miss Honey runs fast. In heels. Yeah, bitch! Get out of here, Trunchbull. See ya. Don't open the gate, just let her climb it. Oh, well. The birds! I don't know if that's going to work. Oh, they're breakdancing. And Miss Honey's gonna have a lot to clean up. Okay, well, at the beginning of the film, I said that they were probably going to redeem the parents in some way, but they really don't need much redemption. They didn't really do anything evil. They threw her in a room and knocked books out of her hands and tore up a library book. What's that? Is that what you want, Lynn? I've seen a lot worse families in films than that. Those two right there, like in the original Matilda movie. Where they are legitimately neglectful. Look, he's a bozo. Yeah. Bye bye. All it took was a group of children. Hooray! Back home. So what, did Trenchbo sign the deed over, or is that going to be the sequel to this? Trenchbo comes back and, like, they go to court over the house ownership? She's a squatter! She abandoned the house! Yay, child labor! No, there's adults there. A Okay, so now the adults are invested in their school. Where was this when frickin' there was an abusive autocrat in charge of the school? They didn't give a shit. Now all of a sudden, the parents want to be involved in their school. I don't know how much learning is going on here, but I mean, I guess they have earned this. What? So anyone can learn telekinesis? Oh. I thought we were about to have a Force Star Wars thing again. Nobody's special. Everyone can do something. They even got a giraffe there. I've always wanted to see a giraffe in person. Probably still not that actor. Starlings! Yeah, those are evil birds, by the way. Miss Honey will return in the Marvels. She was Monica Rambeau from Doctor Strange. That was a different universe, Rambeau. Based on the book, Roald Dahl. All right. Well, that was definitely Matilda the Musical. The middle of the film kind of dragged. I think this would have been better if it were an hour and a half and not 2 hours. But hey, who am I to complain? A lot of British people love this movie, so... It was released already once to theaters, and it's been re-released twice now. Well, it will be released for the second time for New Year's. But yeah, the British people love this movie, so hey, props to them. It wasn't my cup of tea. I prefer the original film, despite my history with it. Oh man, I saw the running time of 2 hours, and I was all excited. I was like, wow, I'll be able to put a two-hour thing on my podcast. I don't know why I get very like self-conscious when it comes to the length of my podcasts. I don't know. Like if I watch too many hour and a half movies in a row, I just feel like, oh, people are going to look at that and think that I don't watch like longer movies for whatever reason. So I was all excited to watch a 2 hour film, but obviously the running time is mostly credits now. But yeah, I on the whole, I guess I enjoyed it. I probably would have preferred it cut down a little bit more. But Lizzie Bravo, Johnny, Molly Walker, writes for the New York Post, does she not? But yeah, I think my biggest issue, it takes a long time for Trunchbull to be labeled as to be shown to be evil. We never get to see the Chokey being evil. These are all antagonists. This movie has a lot of antagonists. It has Matilda's parents. It has Miss Trunchbull. It has the Chokey. Those are the three antagonists of the film. We never get to see the Chokey be evil, quote unquote, because it's an object. But we never get to see it being used like we do in the first movie, right? In the first movie, we knew to be scared of it. But in this movie, it's just a thing that we see. Trunchbull is... We see Trunchbull being evil, but it takes a long time in the use of dynamite for us to be given that information and to make that judgment about her. And Matilda's parents, I don't think we ever really see them do anything evil at all, do we? I mean, they're not good people, but I think most people would probably say that, you know, ripping people off for money is not as bad as, like, you know, threatening children with murder in a Chokey. I don't know. I just feel that They could have spent a little bit more time making us not like her parents, because again, Matilda for a long time in the film comes across as a troublemaker because a lot of her stuff isn't justified. In the first film, a lot of it is because she's vengeful against her parent, her family, and we know her family is evil and stupid and conniving, and we're able to empathize with her on that front. But here, we really don't see much evilness for her to rail against until way late in the movie. So I don't know. There was some dissonance there, I guess. I don't know. At least that's how I was reading into it. I mean, I guess this is a musical. Joe's Vintage Coffee Van? Hang on. I wish I could see what the credit of that was for. This is a musical, so I guess you are here most largely for the music, right? But yeah. But on the whole, I enjoyed it. A lot of the songs were great. Charlie Brown. A lot of the songs were pretty good. There were only two songs that I would care to like go back and re-listen to. The final song, Hold My Hand. Whatever, here, where's the song list? Musical numbers. I liked Revolting Children and Still Holding My Hand. And then there was one earlier. Was it School Song? I'm not certain. It might have been School Song, but yeah. The final two songs were pretty catchy, and I enjoyed, you know what? The doctor number at the first part of the movie, the opening number, that was pretty great. And like I said in the movie, the times where they, like, completely ham up the surreal nature of the things going on, that's probably the best parts of the movie. When they're just able to, like, get outlandishly amazing. But yeah, I think, yeah, we've only got 4 minutes left. Do I just talk? I could talk for four more minutes. I don't know why. Because even if it does get to 2 hours, it's going to be like 2 hours and 1 second. That's disingenuous. Thank you guys for watching. I'll see you guys on the next episode. Oh, there's the songs. Richard Revolting Children. I did that. Thank you guys for watching. I'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.